Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're hearing from Dorothy Daniels. Dorothy works at the Longview Public Library and has lived in Longview since she was a young girl. She'll be talking today about her cheerleading experience at Longview Negro High School and some of the joys that she had as a majorette.
At the high school, Longview Negro High School, mm-hmm. You heard of Kilgore College Rangerette, and that lady's name was Gessinelle. But the lady, she was an English teacher at Longview Negro High School. Her name was Leola Davis, and she started what we call a pep squad, and I was a little majorette at age 7, and there was another girl that was a little majorette too. We got to perform with the big girls, you know. They did stuff like the Kilgore College Rangerettes, that, you know, that kind of performance. And I remember going to football games, and my grandmother would be up in the stands. And as soon as we got through performing, my mother made my costume. We had a little short something, some boots. Anyway, when we get through performing, I go up in the stands, and my grandmother would wrap me up in a blanket to keep me warm. So I was in that for several years. And then, like, when they had parades and the band performed, I got a chance to be in the parade with the band, although I didn't do an instrument, but it's like majorettes. And then later on, I got to be a cheerleader. But we didn't do all the stuff these people are doing now, you know, tumbling and whatever. And but we would be yelling like, push them back, way back, and hold that line. I mean, you know, cheers. I was just saying what they were saying. I didn't have a clue as to what that really meant. It took later years watching TV, football, and I learned football by watching TV. So I know what we were saying, hold that line and push them back and all of that, you know. But I I learned it later by watching TV. But anyway, I got a chance to do all of that, be a cheerleader, majorette, and they used to have a lot of parades, so we got a chance to perform in those, you know, downtown Longview. So, I mean, I had a good experience coming up.